Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
Moving right along here inside the 1 a.m. hour on The Fan in New York. Wednesday, November 19th, Keith McPherson here. Got Mark Malusis on the screen. I guess I've been doing like a whole reunion type of thing for Baseball Night in New York and SNY. I see Sal Licata on SNY. I saw Maggie, formerly of Moose and Maggie, on there too. They're bringing the whole gang back together for SNY. There's a lot of crossover on SNY with WFAN folks. Not me, though. They're not going to ask me to be on SNY. I'm too much of a Met hater. I knew that years ago. I've been on Yes Network a bunch of times, MLB Network. I'm like, nobody has reached out from SNY because they're like, him? No shot. And I don't mind that either. I'm not looking to go. Like, if they asked me, of course I would go. But I'm not like, I don't feel like I'm missing out. I feel like the people that do the programming at SNY are probably like, doesn't fit our audience. He's not the guy that the Met fans want to hear on SNY, and that's just fine. Right here on The Fan in New York, talking about everything, started to shift from the Mets talk and the Yankee talk, and Fleegs filled me in on something. This Greg Nettles stuff, like, Greg Nettles did not make the Hall of Fame, did not make the Eras Committee ballot, the Veterans ballot, but I guess it's something that's going on Facebook, and it brings something to the table that's interesting, right? You know, the fake news of Facebook. I remember joking on The Fan about how my mom would send me stuff from Facebook, sports related, and I'd be like, don't send me anything. Like, my job working in sports and being on the radio, like, I can't get ball sack sports information, you know? Because then that gets clipped, and then you get trolled, and you get made fun of. Like, you didn't do your research, you didn't do your homework. I'm always checking the source. Like, what source is this? Like, well, who wrote this? What publication? So I guess the whole Greg Nettles making the Hall of Fame is something that went on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook like that. I recently just linked my Instagram to my Facebook because I'm monetized, and I can now make money off of my like post on Instagram. And what I learned is like there's more money if you let your reels hit Facebook because the audience is way bigger. You can get way more views, whatever. Look into it if you're a content creator. But I'm never scrolling Facebook for content. I'm never looking at Facebook for information. I'm doing that on Twitter. On Twitter, I have alerts for every important publication and writer, journalist, reporter. And that's why I was like, when that first call came in, I'm like, I didn't hear anything of that. I'll do the work. I did the work. And then the next troll call came in where you guys can't even get the joke off without laughing. You can't even deliver the troll. Like, you can't even get a go Buchanan, go Buchanan, go Buchanan. Let's get back to the phone. Jason is in Westchester. Jason, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
What's up?
I'm a big fan. I've enjoyed listening to you for a long time.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
So the reason I was calling in, I'm a big Jets fan, longtime Jets fan. Listen to you guys talk, and you're talking a little bit negative about the football. And obviously, you know, what I'm thinking is the reason I've loved the football for all these years is the connection. It's the family. It's going to the game. It's going to tailgate. And I think there's like a lost voice. I think the media has a lost voice about, you know what, it's okay if the team's not good. That's not what we're there for necessarily. We want the win. Everyone wants to win. We go home sad if they don't win. But, you know, why can you get so down on such a good thing? You bring 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people into a place, you know, and there's all this energy, there's all this hype, everyone's in. And I think that's a voice that gets lost. And so I called in tonight just to give a little bit of the voice to that is, like, I love going to the Jets games. I haven't gone in years, but when I've been to those Jets games, I love going to those Jets games. Can't wait to take my kids to those Jets games. You know, like, it's okay that they don't win. Not everyone's going to win all the time. You know, show me a team that's won 17. No, it doesn't happen, right? So, yeah, they're bad. The ownership sucks. You know, the Knicks went through this. Everyone goes through this. Like, that's not the importance of this. I think, and what I wanted to say, the reason I called, I just want to say it's okay. We love it.
Thanks for the call, Jason, but I completely disagree. 888-808-1019. Thank you for listening to the show and calling in with that perspective. But you know how much more fun it would be to win? Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. You know, you say you love going to the games, but you haven't been in years, and those two things don't go together. You know, if you love going to the games, you go to the games. I've been to the Jet game. I've been to Giants game. I don't love going to Jets and Giants. I've been to them this year and last year, you know. Like, what I'll say is, you know, you say you want to bring your kids. You want your kids to be miserable like that kid that went viral, the 12-year-old kid that said, I hate this team. I'll always be a Jet fan, but, like, I hate this team. There is a part of the camaraderie, the community, the family aspect, that's positive. But the stadium sucks. Like, why do you think we're like this? Because it's like, it's hard. The stadium sucks. The traffic sucks. It's tough to get in. They're charging you a ridiculous amount to park. Woody just raised the prices on the fans. They're dog crap. Like, they just wasted a ton of money on another quarterback. They wasted money on Aaron Rodgers. They wasted money on Justin Fields. They can't do anything right. So all of that community, all that camaraderie, and shout out to you Jets fans that are loyal and just, you'll never change. You'll never quit on Woody Johnson. You're going to keep showing up to East Rutherford, chanting J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Good for you. But I want better for you. And I think most of us talking on these mics here at WFAN want better. We feel like we deserve better in here in New York because we do have that commitment. From all the way out in Long Island to upstate New York, to parts of New Jersey that are south, people are driving to East Rutherford to root on a Jets team that sometimes can't complete a forward pass. Sometimes it's just completely embarrassing. And it's over and over, rinse and repeat, no matter who the GM, head coach, quarterback is. So I hear you. But, like, the Jets are now 16 years without making the playoffs. You think they don't have that same type of camaraderie and feeling for the 49ers? They do. I mean, they did it here for the Giants game, and that's another thing. Doesn't that suck to see your building get taken over by opposing fan bases? It happens all the time on both sides. The Packers fans just did it. And a lot of those cheeseheads, they live in New Jersey. They didn't fly in, they drove. There was a time where the Giants were good and that place was rocking. MetLife, not Giant Stadium, MetLife Stadium. They got to get back to that. I think Jackson Dart can bring them back to that. The Jets winning the draft. The Jets making some moves. And I don't know what they're going to do this year. They should tank if they can get a franchise quarterback. You say you love the team. You love the game, the camaraderie of going there and tailgating. And that's the best part.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
That's the best part. My wife and her pops are Patriots fans. They want to go to the Patriots-Jets game in late December. I'm like, I'm good. One, it's too cold. I don't like doing the cold games anymore. You're out there for too long, you'll be cold. You'll be in the shower cold. You get in bed, you're still cold. For what? I'm good on that. I've done them. I've done a bunch of them. Back when I used to root for Jerry Jones Club, they only played in Giant Stadium and MetLife late in the year. It's too cold. And when the other teams come in and take over the building, that it sucks. The 49ers were here. They were doing their third down chance, bang, bang, Niner game. It's embarrassing. And it's like, what are we teaching these kids? What are these kids inheriting around here? The Jets and Giants have been bad for so long. This is New York. This is supposed to be the greatest city in the world. It's supposed to be the Mecca elite. We're supposed to be the king of the hill, top of the heap. Can't get right in football. But hope so. Hope better days are ahead. Because like that same camaraderie that you feel, the same whatever, like it should last throughout the whole day. That's why when the Jets are able to honor Nick Mangold and Max B is on the field and they're able to get a win, great day. Great day. That's why when, I went to Thursday night football and the Eagles were 7.5-point favorites and these Eagles fans are walking around singing Fly Eagles Fly, spelling out the name of the team, chanting EA, you know how it goes, walking around with those big-ass hats and Kelly Green jerseys, and I'm walking into that building and I'm like, I hope they don't get blown out. And instead, it's the Giants doing all that. That was a magical night. That was special. I'm like, this place can be fun when the team is good. When can we get both of these teams to be good? Everybody loves the NFL. I was just ranting and raving about how the NFL is king and with the gambling and stuff, and I'll segue, into what I wanted to talk about with the TV ratings and the officiating. When can we get both sides of MetLife Stadium, green and blue, AFC and NFC, to have competitive football that are in the hunt, primetime games, where, like, we can show off, we can flex. It's going to take some time. The Giants better get this coaching hire right and get rid of this GM. And the Jets better figure out who they're going to draft at quarterback. So, Yeah, this article, it's a sad state of affairs where everyone from announcers to viewers are conditioned to hold their breath and wait for the flag after every big play. That's where we've gotten now with the NFL. They're going to call a flag on everything. You got to wait. You can't even celebrate. They rip a big run. They complete a big pass. It's a big stop. You got to wait. Oh, flag on the play. And a lot of times it's incorrect. A lot of times it's the wrong call and they can't reverse it. You know? It just happened in the Eagles game. They talk about this in the article. It just happened in the Miami game. I think I heard Evan talking about it, and most people are talking about that watch the NFL because it's pillar to post. It's like the football starts at 9:30 in the morning, and it's the calls and officiating is janky, and then the night ends, and it's the same thing. And it's like they were in Madrid, Spain, to Philadelphia, PA, and it's standard. It's not good. And they got to figure it out. Let's see. Albert Breer had something to say. He said, I'll reiterate my stance. Officiating needs to be torn down to the studs. They need to rebuild it with the technology that's now available. What they've done instead, which is to continually add on to what they already have and overcomplicate everything, clearly isn't working. Like, we have all of these cameras. We have all this technology. And now we have social media where everybody can immediately take those videos. They're streaming on their phone, screen record them, screen record off the MacBook, iPad, whatever it is, and post it, and everyone can see it. The tush push is another thing. They don't call that correctly, and everyone sees it. So the NFL has to figure it out before we get to these Black Friday games, these Christmas games, whatever. They don't care. It's going to happen again. And people will just accept it. That's why I say it's NFL bogus. The NFL is a bogus league, and we as fans eat it up and love it so much because we got our fantasy teams, we got our survivor pools, we got our parlays, and we got our favorite teams and favorite players we root for, and we don't care. But, like, they can get it right. It says the NFL is in great shape. Through week 10, game telecasts are averaging 17.6 million views. That's up 7% from last season. The best mark since the 2015 season. So in a decade, the NFL is in the best place on television it's been in the last decade. But the officiating is trash. Remember the replacement refs? Remember we had them? Maybe they need to do that. Sunday Night Football ranks number one in primetime for the last 14 years. Waiting all day for Sunday night. We all do it. There isn't a Sunday that I'm home, and that's another reason why I don't like even going to the games. I mean, I'll go to a Thursday night football game because it's a standalone. But on Sunday, I don't want to go to these 1 o'clock Jet and Giants games because I can sit at home in a 75-inch TV like 5 feet from me, have picture-in-picture Jets, Giants, red zone, and then watch the whole day. Red zone ends. You watch the touchdown montage. You jump in the shower. By the time you jump in the shower, get in bed, switch to the TV in the bedroom, you're watching Sunday Night Football. And after you smoked $200 on bets during the day and you didn't win anything, your last 50 bucks you put on Sunday Night Football. 888-808-1019. And this goes on all week, every week, for 4 months. Speaking of the replacement refs, the article goes on and says, when the NFL locked out its regular referees in 2012, the replacement refs embraced the league. Or embarrassed the league. It's getting late here. I need my glasses. The infamous Fail Mary call during Packers-Seahawks ESPN's Monday Night Football was so awful, the league hustled to sign a deal with the refs union. More than a decade later, the refs again seem overmatched. Maybe the NFL has made the rules, particularly on pass interference, so confusing that even the Zebras don't know what's what anymore. I forget who it was that was saying that the refs are just fanboys. That the refs are just so enamored by the players that they're watching. Like, sometimes they don't call. There was a call last week, a face mask, I think, in the Bears-Vikings game that didn't get called. And the official was right there watching it. It's like, what are you looking at? Did you forget? I say that in the NBA all the time, that the NBA refs have the best seat in the house. They have the best seat in the house. They're not calling the game. They're just reffing the game. And the article goes on to say, across the board in sports, modern-day technology is playing a much more vital role in officiating. During a recent interview with Front Office Sports, Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian said he wants to see tech, robots, and AI fully replace human refs. Yes, it'll cost human jobs, but technology ultimately makes sporting contests fairer and better, he said. It never made sense to me why those balls and strikes are called by anything other than a robot. And that leads us to this upcoming 2026 season, where they are going to have the automatic balls and strike system. It's long overdue. And I can't wait to see it. Should help Aaron Judge. Should just help us as fans. Take that God complex out of baseball. Take that human error element out of baseball. At least where, like, you can challenge it. You know, it should not be that this umpire, when the Yankees face the Houston Astros, is so bad that people are looking up his Facebook. Facebook comes to the forefront again. They're looking up his Facebook, and they're finding him at Fenway and find out he's a Red Sox fan. And now this whole conspiracy is made up online that he's a Boston Red Sox fan trying to game the system and cheat the Yankees against the Houston Astros. No, he's just bad at his job. He's just not good. And we shouldn't allow him to just be that bad where it affects the game, because these games affect livelihoods and us as fans gambling on the games, but also these players, what these players make, you know, what these players get paid. If these players get the qualifying offer like Trent Grisham got, you know, if these players get 6-year, 7-year deals like Cody Bellinger's going to get. If these players, you know, if they don't make the cut, if they strike out here and you know, if they had a strike, they could have hit a home run. That could be the difference in how these guys are viewed. That could be the difference in, you know, somebody's payday. You know, even going back to the whole trash can banging thing, when that popped up, and I remember this vividly, there was a pitcher on the White Sox that ended up, like, he made an appearance against the Astros. They had his signs. They were relaying him. And I think he either got DFA'd, and I don't think he pitched again. Like, that was it for him. And that's criminal. Like, literally criminal. Like, you, this guy is fighting for his MLB life and livelihood, and you're cheating the system, and you get to him, and he gets rocked, and he doesn't get another opportunity. It's funny now, as I'm thinking back to that time, too. 2019, we found out about 2017. I remember listening to Michael Kay break the news. And I remember at that time linking up with John Boy, and John Boy had just moved to the city and he had an apartment in Harlem. I don't know why Jimmy moved to Harlem, which was fine. And I went to his apartment to link with him. And while I was in his apartment, this is way before I was on the radio, he called in to Houston Radio because he had put out the video explaining how it was like, you know, bang for a fastball, two bangs for an off speed. And supposedly, like, Ken Rosenthal and somebody else from The Athletic, like, tipped him off. Or I forget. Like, I don't know. This is so long ago now. It's crazy how it's coming back to me. I think it was 2019 that John Boy went. And that was one of the things that helped launch John Boy and John Boy Media. But John Boy was just doing the, like, lip reading. And he did the Savages in the Box. But really, it was that exposing of the Astros cheating scandal. I think maybe Hunter Gaddis was the batter. And, yeah, it was crazy. I remember whatever the radio station in Houston was, I have it somewhere on my Twitter. I remember filming John Boy call in to Houston Radio and explain that, like, somebody gave him some information. He knew what games to go back into MLB's files and look for and what to, like, listen to. And John Boy is a wizard as far as video editing. I don't think people realize that about John Boy that don't know his story. Like, he was a video editor. He was doing, like, wedding videography. And he basically just quit that. And I remember all the stuff, bro. I remember, you know, I don't even want to get too deep in it. It doesn't matter. But now I'm rambling as we're late in the night and we kind of have the liberty to jump around on some things. You know, he had an angel investor that, you know, basically gave him some money to say, hey, what you're doing with these videos, you should build this out on YouTube. And, like, this could become a business, a brand, a company. And he had a couple hits with the Astro stuff and the Savage in a Box, and the rest is history. Me, at the time, I was just hustling. I was unemployed, but, like, unemployed. I was unemployed because I wanted to be. I didn't want to continue doing the social media work that I had done in the city behind the scenes. I was trying to get into sports, and I knew that my lane was like the Yankees and vlogs and using my social media experience to just show what it's like to be a Yankee fan and go to the stadium and my experience. And I remember, you know, Jimmy and Jake, I remember them coming up. I remember listening to Talking Yanks like very early, and that season connecting with Jimmy, John Boy, Jimmy O'Brien, and then, you know, letting him know, like, yo, I'm not working, but I can help out. And I did a lot for free in the beginning because it was just one of those, like, it's like if they made a movie, they could literally make a movie on the, you know, cheating scandal, but like, you know, through John Boy's angle. And maybe one day they make a movie where John Boy talks about how he like launched his company. I got to see a lot of that. I was right there. I got to see a lot of that in the early years, which is crazy. Little sidebar for you guys. Anyway, before we go to the next break, as we're talking about cheating the game and refs and officiating and technology and all that good stuff, Rob is in Mahwah on the Fan. What you got, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Hanging in there, going through my notes, thinking about what we didn't hit on yet tonight.
Touche. I heard you talking, kind of like nailed my point, but my point was that we're going to, like, the reason that this is going as long as it's going because of the human factor. You get rid of people's livelihoods. All the way down to, like, you know, say the high school level. You can't become, like, you know, an umpire. There's no upper, you know, what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it would take a long time to get rid of, you know, like little league, high school, college officiating. And then also, I don't think
that there's not going to be photo thing there, but when it's...
Yeah, I understand. Thanks for the call, Rob. No, it's all good. I understand what you're saying. I'll take it from here. That is with anything. Like, there are less cashiers now because when you go to Target or ShopRite, you can ring up the groceries yourself. AI is going to replace a lot of us and a lot of things. So technology in sports replacing officiating, and it's going to take a long time because I hate when people call it robo umps. Like, they're going to put Johnny Five behind the plate. It's not that. It's an automatic balls and strike system where they have the technology to see exactly where that ball hit coming across the strike zone, whether it was a ball or strike or not. Still need an umpire behind the plate. Somebody's got to throw the fresh ball back to the pitcher. You know, they can't have robots do everything. Right? Like, they're not going to have Rosie the Robot throwing the ball back to Max Scherzer. And by that time, it won't be Max. Like, Cam Schlittler. In 10 years, Cam Schlittler is not going to be, you know, on the mound and Wally is throwing him a ball back. I don't even know any other robots. Rosie the Robot is from the Jetsons. Johnny Five, if you know that movie, I'm dating myself. I'm showing my age. And Wall-E is like the Disney movie. C-3PO. Like, it's not going to be C-3PO. Like, here's a new ball, Cam. It's not going to be that. But I understand what he was trying to say as far as, like, this is going to take people's livelihood. All of it is. Start becoming something that they can't duplicate. You know? Start becoming something that they can't have, like, all of it is. I use the example of the cashiers, but it's more than that. I mean, I used to joke about this is not AI and how people want to program us as radio hosts like it's AI. I think I heard Evan talking the other day about it. He knew somebody in the industry that was like, yeah, there's going to be AI radio. That would be super lame. Like, to have somebody in here just like, oh, beep, boop, beep. Cam Scataboo was seen at WWE. Cam Scataboo, Like, I don't think that'll ever happen, but it could. You know, AI stuff is getting really far-fetched with the videos that are popping up online and people are believing those. The voice stuff, right? They're saying now in music, they're able to take any artist's voice and make songs with the, you know, like Drake's voice. That's scary, but it is what it is. We've only just begun. The future is now. We're there. I am running out of time. If you'd like to talk to me, dial 888-808-1019. There's a couple more things I haven't hit on that popped up in the news today, but good conversations, some stories, some, you know, different thoughts and perspectives. Still talking Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, Devin Williams, Edwin Diaz, Pete Alonso, Ryan Yarbrough. Now we're also talking robot umps and technology and officiating because the NFL is bogus, but they're king of the television. Speaking of the television, Raw was on Netflix. Cam Scataboo was there. And I think they executed that perfectly. Cam Scataboo cannot help the Giants as far as running the football, but as far as marketing goes and his brand, he's popping up at UFC and WWE and doing what he's got to do, and there's no such publicity as bad publicity because everybody is now talking about it. Keith McPherson talking on The Fan about sports and everything around it. If you'd like to join the conversation, call us up. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Little LL. Man, what LL beat was it the other day that I put to the side? Because I got to have beats for my next rap, my next week 12 NFL rap. Oh, Headsprung. That Headsprung beat is crazy. It's tough to rap to. You got to really catch a flow, a cadence to that. They call me Big Ellie. Yeah, I gotta work on that. I don't have any bars yet for week 12, but I did say we were going to speak on week 12. I see the calls coming in, and we'll still do some of the things that I was talking about, but going into NFL week 12 here, it's a big week. I mean, every week is a big week. Will Jackson Dart be back? Jackson Dart, I just think part of his development is coming back from concussion protocol for the first time, hopefully the last time. Learning how to slide, learning how to get out of bounds, learning how to protect himself. And I, you know, people are just confused, right? Because there's a difference. There's one thing when you scramble, when it's a passing play, and you run to either get to green grass to make a throw, or you run to try to get a first down, get positive yards, and you become a runner, whatever. There's another thing when you're designed, when they call a design run, and you're a runner from the time the ball is snapped, you know? Either way, Jackson Dart has to show that he's learned his lesson and that he's learned to live another day and live another play and not necessarily be trying to, be plus two, like he said. Maybe the Giants add former wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. to the team. Highly doubt it. But why not? Why not? Odell Beckham Jr. has been reinstated from his six-game suspension. He's a free agent eligible to sign with any team. I feel for Odell, man, because like Odell was like one of one, different. Odell, you know, really took the league by storm. You know, I was talking about being at those cold games. I was at that Sunday night football game where he had the one-handed catch. You know, and now it's crazy how long it's been, but they put together highlight reels on social media. Odell just taking a slant to the house. You know, Odell outrunning everybody. Odell balling, hitting the end zone. You know, hitting his emote, hitting his cellies. You know, his celebrations were really ahead of his time. And he's not done yet. He wants to go out, you know, on his own terms, but most likely he's done. You know, we saw him from the Rams to the Dolphins, the Ravens. Most likely he's done. But I hope he gets an opportunity somewhere with someone. But I think he wants to go in somewhere and play for a contender. He's not going to be anyone's number one or two receiver. He'd be number three. And that's why I like jokingly say, why not join the Giants? They don't have anything, you know? And then they got Jalen Hyatt wearing his number. It just doesn't even look right. It just looks wrong. And speaking of the Giants, there was a post that I was reading on Instagram, Fireside Giants, and this came from former Mom of the University, Go Hawks, alumni Connor Hughes. The Giants now want a CEO-type coach, someone with command of all three phases of the game. They want a leader who can capture the locker room and master the details to tilt close games in their favor. So offense, defense, or special teams experience doesn't matter. Prior success helps, as would experience in a winning organization, but it's not what's required. The Giants simply want the right leader. Okay. Okay, whatever that means. Back to the conversations around, free agency, hot stove, baseball, robo-umps, automatic balls and strikes and everything else that we were hitting on. In Woodbridge, let's talk to Moshe on the Fan. Did I say your name correctly?
Absolutely, you did.
All right, you're in there. What's going on?
Great. I'm thinking like this. Obviously, free agency, the game isn't going to have to figure a bunch of stuff out, but I think it's clear they need, obviously, a big bat. They have to go for one. Now, I love Cody Bellinger, obviously. I love him. Jesus. Now, if you're going to ask me what makes more sense for the Yankees, let's say either a third baseman like Bregman or Bellinger, I'd say third base, because that's obviously always been a hole for the Yankees. And they have outfielders. But out of, let's say, those three guys, Bregman, Bellinger, and Tucker, who are you most, like, who do you think the Yankees should and who do you think they will get?
Thanks for the call, Moshe. First off, it's Cody Bellinger, and the other two I don't think are real. I don't think that they're worth us even having conversations about. They had an opportunity to sign Bregman last year. They didn't entertain that. Bregman signed with the Red Sox. The Red Sox most likely try to bring him back. The Yankees traded for Ryan McMahon. I don't see the Yankees in the Alex Bregman market at all. Bregman is looking for his long-term deal. Now, in theory, yeah, I just had a conversation about he's a proven postseason player. The Yankees need more proven postseason bats. Sure. You know, the back of the baseball card, the profile of the player, of course. But I don't think Brian Cashman is looking to add him to this team. This is Aaron Judge's team, so I don't expect that. And then Kyle Tucker, I just don't think that they're going to be in the market for Kyle Tucker at the years and the amount that he's going to cost. Cody Bellinger was here last year. They're looking to run it back. So to answer your question, it's Cody Bellinger, and I just hope that they don't stop at, you know, whatever. You got to do whatever it takes now to get Cody Bellinger. Because he could be a Met, he could be a Dodger, and both of those teams have a lot of money, and both of those teams can throw a lot of money at him to make it harder for you, and you got to stay in the race with them. You cannot bow out. You cannot try to play a game where you tell Cody Bellinger, hey, it is what it is. This is what, no, because Scott Boras is his agent and he can go elsewhere easily. So I think it's Cody Bellinger. We narrow our focus as Yankee fans after this Trent Grisham news, which is fine, Yankee fans. Let me reiterate that again. The Yankees had the best outfield in baseball, arguably the best. Call me up and tell me one that you feel like was better, offensively and defensively. They're going to run it back with those guys, most likely. Judge in right, Trent in center, Belly in left. So, like, Trent Grisham taking the qualifying offer, they're prepared for. They were always prepared to run it back. And I think that might have been their plan A. You know what I'm saying? Plan B might have been, okay, Trent Grisham goes elsewhere. Then we really got to sign Belly. But they signed Trent Grisham, and they're, you know, they've got a center fielder again. Judge does not have to play center field, and they're hoping that with their numbers and their metrics and what they believe in, Trent Grisham's more of what he was in 2025 than 2023 or 2024 in a smaller sample size. So it is what it is. I just don't want to see, one, him regress, and then what we got for $5 million, we don't get close to in 2026 for $22 million. And then I also don't want to see the Yankees come up with some type of, $300 million, we wanted to stay inside, we couldn't get Bellinger. No, you have to get Bellinger now because I don't think you're going to get Tucker. And this is a huge year. This is the robo-ump year. It's not robo-umps. As I was looking at, I Googled famous robots. I forgot about my boy Bender from Futurama. I couldn't think of... I came up with R2-D2, C-3PO. I know there's some more famous robots out there that I'm missing. This is the first year of the automatic balls and strikes system. I think it's going to help Judge. You know, there's a lot of people saying Judge should have 4 MVPs. And then when he does get his 4th this year, like if he can, like he's in company of his own and like, you know, Yankee lore. And I mean... That's crazy, but I hope so. I hope Judge stays healthy and that they continue to stack the deck. Trent Grisham doesn't hurt this team. Signing Trent Grisham doesn't hurt this team unless they allow it to, unless they allow that $22 million to stop them from doing other things. Bringing Trent Grisham back, running it back, even though I felt like, you know, he flopped in the postseason and he reverted back to who he truly is, they believe in him. So, let's see what happens. Go get Cody Bellinger, and let's see what else is out there on the market for the Yankees as we enter this 2026 season, which could be the year before the lockout, which could be the year, who knows, with baseball evolving and all the changes to the game, the pitch clock, and you know, now going to the automatic balls and strike system. Like, we're in the future with baseball. Maybe this is the year. Maybe the Yankees, right? Last year was the beer policy year. Maybe this is the year, you know, the Yankees actually can get back to the World Series and win it. And it's the first year that they have the automatic balls and strike system. I don't know. I'm not telling you I believe that. Maybe. Hope we continues. Greg is in Mastic Beach on the Fan. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Keith. What's up, man?
You know, talking and, you know, hosting a show and, you know, occasionally talking in the chat and trying to get right. The chat up to 200 because Big Mac's coming in.
Let's do it. So... I have a point and a question, but real quick, I just want to say, I don't really get to listen to you much because of my schedule, but the times that I do get you, man, like, you're just on fire, and you got a great show, and I always enjoy it, so.
I appreciate it. A lot of love and respect. Thank you.
So, just on my point real quick, I do agree with what you say on, you know, the technology. Let's just use it. It's not going to be Johnny Five, but we have it. Let's just get the call right. So my question is, I don't really watch much tennis, but do you happen to know if they use that yet for their majors, like the U.S. Open or Wimbledon? Because when you watch it on TV, sometimes you see that, you know, digital shot of where the ball hit on the line, and then they zoom in on it. Like, if they can do it for tennis, so those balls are moving just as fast as baseballs. Like,
yeah, that's the Hawkeye.
Do you know, do they use it at like Wimbledon? Or
they use it all the time. Of course they use it. They have to use it. They never. There's never a time where they say we're not going to use it because they have it. You know, they got to get it right. There's a lot of, you know, stuff riding on that right across the globe. And it's like a computer system that they go to. And I don't know for sure, but from the little bit of tennis that I know, there's no reason to not use it because the priority is to get it right. There's no level of like, okay, this is a tournament where we're going to leave that out.
And so the other thing that over time has not sat well with me with baseball is like, maybe the human element was good back in like the 50s and 60s, but like nowadays when, you know, over time in the last 20, 30 years, whatever, you see some umps favor hitters, some umps favor the pitchers, some umps call low strikes, some umps call high strikes. It's like,
They
we
show
have
us
a clear cut strike zone. Why not just use it?
Yeah, it's frustrating because you'll watch Yes Network and they'll do a profile on the home plate ump. And they'll have the little meter that, like, this guy, there's more lower strikes outside, favors the pitcher. And then you'll see that in the game, and then they'll have the square up there. And even when you go to at-bat, which a lot of us do, when there's an egregious call, we'll see it on TV, we'll check the app, and the same technology is like, yeah, that was a ball. And it's you feel robbed. Yeah. You feel cheated. You feel like, how does this go on?
Right. One last thing real quick, and I'll let you go. The only reason I'm catching you tonight is because I play drums and guitar. Mm-hmm. I had a late night gig. I'm getting you on the way home. And you always got these fresh hip hop beats coming back from break. And I'm just sitting here like beatboxing. And I'm like, now I just want to make Keith a beat or something. I'm like, maybe I got a little project going.
Okay, make me a beat. Send it to me. I've had two people do that. A lot of people have been hearing the raps that I do. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on that. I'm a music guy and a sports guy. So you playing the drums, being in a band. Man, if you ever get on, you know, some digital drums, some audio drums, and you put something together, send it my way. I'll rap to it.
I should just, everyone's telling me to just take the TikTok already. So maybe I'll just do that.
Yes. Speaking of that, my boy Alex Day just texted me about TikTok, something on TikTok. Thanks for the call, Greg. You know, there's a whole science to TikTok. I'm not as good on TikTok as I am on other platforms. Like, I have 5,000 TikTok followers. That's not enough. You know, and he was like, you know, this, like, the last rap I did, he's like, this is so fire. You should repost it with text on screen that says, I freestyled NFL week 11 on the radio. And it's like, that's the whole thing, right? Like, the attention spans on TikTok are so quick and fast. You need like a lead in, something that grabs people on the video for them to watch. So instead of me just putting the captions of the lyrics, like, there's got to be like a stamp over it. Like, listen to me freestyle week 11. When, like, really, it's just, it's what I do for 94.7 The Block. When they originally put this out there for me, as you may or may not know, it was, hey, we like Keith's show. We like Keith's style. We'd like to have Keith read picks, his weekly NFL picks, for a segment on our station. And, you know, give an inch, take a mile, close mouth, don't get fed. I'm like, I rap. And this is a hip-hop station. I'm like, can I rap the picks? And I think at first it was like, no, you probably shouldn't rap the picks. And, yo, shout out to... was it John in Brooklyn? John in Brooklyn, if you're listening, bro, you tried to play me once upon a time, and I appreciate you for that because it motivated me. You know, he tried to say I rap like, who'd he say I rap like? He said I rap like Eddie Winslow, and that's an old head reference as well. RIP to the guy that played Eddie Winslow. When he said that, I'm like, bro, I rap a bunch of different ways. I got a bunch of different flows and cadences, so I challenge myself. To like a stress test, every Friday I wake up, I pick a beat, and I got to rap about the Jets, the Giants, and Monday Night Football in 1 minute, and then send it to the producers and the program manager at 94.7 The Block. So far, I did all of 2024, and now I've done 10 weeks of the NFL this year. I was off a week. I got to cook up week 12. I got to figure out a beat, and we're going to talk about Jackson Dart coming back to face the Lions. And we'll talk about Tyrod Taylor taking over the starting job for the Jets against the team that drafted him. And I think Monday night is the 49ers versus the Panthers. I don't know what the plot would be there, but I'm Brock Purdy. I'll come up with something with Brock, got the Rock. Like, I'll do it. I haven't missed yet. And it's hard sometimes. Don't get me wrong. There's sometimes where I'm like under the weather or not really feeling it. Just like, man, I got nothing. I got writer's block or I can't catch the beat. But so far I've hit every one. And some are better than others. But ultimately, if they didn't think it was worthy of playing on the radio, they'd send it back. If they wanted me to stop and just, well, this week the Giants travel to Ford Field to face the Lions. The Lions are coming off a loss to the Eagles. The Giants are coming off a loss to the Packers. The spread is I'm going to take the Lions money line. Like, I just think that's whack. I don't even do that on here. Think about it. Every week, guys do their picks on the station. Even before the season starts, everybody does their predictions. I never do that. I don't want to. As for what? I don't know anything. I can't predict these things. I'm telling you straight up. You don't need me to try and predict. I'm going to be wrong. I'll get ahead of it. I'll abstain. I'm not going to do it. You don't need my picks. You don't need my thoughts. Nobody knows. That's why we watch. That's why we talk all around it. We have no idea what's going to happen. We had no idea Jackson Dart would be what he is. They should play him. Let's see what Tyrod is. He's going to be more of an NFL quarterback than Justin Fields. All right. If you're at home and you want to watch Big Mac do his thing, Big Mac's in tonight, right, Fleegs? Yeah? I haven't seen him yet. Usually he'll pop up. Okay, so Big Mac is not here. I was going to say, I haven't seen him. So that's okay. No YouTube. Sorry, YouTube. Now everybody on the YouTube is about to start dipping off. But Big Mac's coming up next. Stay tuned for his show. I'll be listening at home. We won't be able to chat about it, but I want to hear what he thinks about Trent Grisham and Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker. Thanks for listening to my show. I'll be back at 7 p.m. for a 5-hour KM to AM. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
WFAN, New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.